The Illusion of Freedom, a Deep Dive. The modern system is designed to make people believe they are free while keeping them trapped in a cycle of work, debt, taxation, and legal subjugation. This illusion is carefully crafted through legal fictions, financial enslavement, and hidden contracts that individuals unknowingly consent to. In this chronicle, we will break down how the system creates a false sense of freedom, the difference between a U.S. citizen and an American national, how banks, courts, and government agencies profit from public ignorance. 1. Why the modern system is a debt slavery trap. Most people are born into a system that immediately places them under financial and legal obligations they never knowingly agreed to. The key mechanisms that uphold this system include the birth certificate, deception, your first contract. When a child is born, a birth certificate is issued. But what most people don't realize is that this document is not just a record of birth. It is the creation of a legal fiction. This legal entity, a corporate version of you, is used by the government for economic and financial purposes. It is tied to the national debt, and bonds are created in its name and traded on financial markets. Proof of this deception: the name on your birth certificate is in all caps, representing a corporation, not a living person. The government assumes that the legal fiction, not the real you, is responsible for all debts, taxes, and legal obligations. Why does this matter? You, as a living being, are free, but the legal fiction, the name on your birth certificate, is owned by the system and treated as a taxable asset. Every contract, lawsuit, fine, and tax bill is addressed to your legal fiction, not you personally, but most people unknowingly accept liability for these obligations. The Social Security trap, a lifetime of indentured servitude. The moment a Social Security number, SSN, is issued, an individual is permanently linked to the federal system. The SSN functions as a tracking number that identifies the individual as a federal citizen subject to taxation, statutory laws, and financial obligations. Every time someone signs a document with their SSN, e.g. job applications, loans, government forms, they are affirming their U.S. citizen status and agreeing to the obligations that come with it. The truth about U.S. citizenship versus American national status. Most people are never told that there are two primary legal statuses in the United States: U.S. citizen, federal subject, classified as a federal employee or asset under statutory jurisdiction, subject to income tax, federal laws, and government authority, bound by contracts that enforce taxation and regulation. American national, private individual, not subject to federal taxation, if structured properly, operates privately outside of statutory jurisdiction, cannot be forced into contracts or financial obligations they do not consent to. Most people never consciously choose their status. It is assumed from birth, and they unknowingly consent to U.S. citizen status by using an SSN, signing tax forms, and accepting government benefits. How to break free. Correct your status by legally declaring your standing as an American national. Stop using your SSN for contracts that are not legally required. Separate yourself from federal obligations by restructuring your financial and legal affairs. 2. The debt-based financial system. Why everyone is a financial slave. The second layer of control is the banking and financial system, which ensures that every dollar in circulation is created through debt. The Federal Reserve, the ultimate debt machine. The U.S. government does not print its own money. The Federal Reserve, a private banking cartel, does. Every dollar in existence is borrowed from the Federal Reserve and must be repaid with interest. This means there is always more debt than money available, forcing the entire economy into perpetual financial slavery. How banks enslave people through loans. Most people believe banks loan them money, but here's the truth. When you take out a loan, the bank does not actually give you money from its reserves. Instead, the bank creates new money using your signature as collateral, a process called fractional reserve banking. This money never existed before. It is manufactured out of thin air. You are then required to repay this fake money with real labor, real time, and real assets. Why this is a scam? Banks make trillions by charging interest on money that never existed before they issued the loan. People are forced to work their entire lives to repay imaginary debt that was never backed by real money. If someone fails to repay, banks seize real assets, homes, cars, businesses, that people worked for, even though the bank created the loan money out of nothing. 3. How courts, government agencies, and taxes keep you in check. The final layer of the system is enforcement through legal pressure, taxes, and compliance mandates. Courts and the legal system, a business, not justice. The court system operates as a business where every fine, penalty, and judgment generates revenue for the state. Judges, prosecutors, and law enforcement all profit from fines, tickets, and legal proceedings. The system is designed to pressure individuals into compliance rather than providing fair justice. Example, traffic tickets and civil fines. Traffic tickets are not about safety. They are a multi-billion-dollar industry that funds state operations. Most people pay tickets without contesting them, not realizing they have legal defenses that can nullify these charges. The IRS, the collection arm of the Federal Reserve. The IRS is not part of the government. It is a private entity that collects payments to repay the national debt. The U.S. income tax system is voluntary, but people are pressured into compliance through misinformation and fear tactics. Most tax revenue does not fund public services. It goes toward paying interest on federal debt to private banking institutions. How to lawfully exit the tax system. Redeem lawful money, 12 U.S.C. Section 411, to stop using Federal Reserve notes, which are subject to taxation. Restructure your income streams to operate privately through trusts and lawful business structures. Understand tax exemptions that allow private individuals to lawfully operate outside the income tax system. Conclusion: Breaking the chains. The illusion of freedom is sustained by keeping people ignorant of their legal and financial status. However, once you see the system for what it is, you can begin the process of removing yourself from it. Action steps to take now. Start researching status correction and the legal difference between a U.S. citizen and an American national. Stop reaffirming government contracts that keep you locked in statutory jurisdiction. Learn how to redeem lawful money and stop participating in the Federal Reserve's debt system. In the next chapter, we will explore the legal and financial cages that keep individuals locked in dependency and how to begin removing oneself from these hidden controls.